Sunday, October 3rd. Kissinger called me early this morning, all in a complete stew because there had been a story in the paper that Rogers had indicated his concern about whether the China trip would still be able to go through because of what's going on in China. Henry feels that this will ruin things with the Chinese, and he's really distressed about it. Raved on the phone and wanted me to handle it, but after we got it all talked through, it became obvious that it wasn't really as bad as he thought it was, and there was nothing we could do about it anyway. I called Rogers to give him the pitch on Henry having to go ahead with his trip, and he was obviously ready for this decision because he started right out the conversation saying that he had had doubts about the timing of Henry's visit, but in view of the discussions he's had up there at the UN, he's now less concerned because the vote's going to be later than we expected, so Henry won't be in China during the vote, and we'll probably lose it anyway. We're behind at the moment, so he's now not strongly opposing Henry's trip. He feels there is a problem with the length of the stay there because it looks like he's involved in substantive meetings. He says we should relax about losing the Taiwan seat. It's a lost cause, that we'll have to put up a hell of a fight, and that they'll be impressed with our fight, but we let it go at that. Rogers also mentioned the Times story and said he hadn't really said it the way they reported. President called when he got back from Grand Cay and gave him a quick report on Rogers, the strike situation, the court thing. He mentioned that Arthur Burns is now becoming unbearable and that we need to knock him again. That's about all he had to say. End of October 3rd.